Hey, how's it going, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to episode 53 of the X Button Gaming Podcast. In this podcast, in this episode today, I have a new guest joining me. We're going to be talking about her YouTube channel and also the game Fall Guys. And I'm excited to have her here today. And her name is Milena Pope. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it's great. I know we've known each other for a long time, but we've never had too much of an opportunity to get to know each other too well.
True. Mm-hmm.
But I was, you know, once I heard that you had a YouTube channel and that you were into gaming and stuff, it was just a great opportunity to have you on here and to talk about that. And I have some memories of playing Fall Guys 2, and I thought it'd be fun to talk about. So
yeah.
So thanks for joining. But because you're a new guest, what I like to do with every new guest is take an opportunity for the listeners to get a chance to get to know you a little bit better outside of just, you know, the one topic that we talk about. So I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay, sounds good.
And there's no right or wrong answer here because this is just about you. All right, so first question, what is your earliest gaming memory?
Well, for me, I go all the way back to the PlayStation 2, and I can actually remember my very first game was Powerpuff Girls Relish Rampage or something like that. So That's the earliest one I have.
Wow. Are you a big Powerpuff Girls fan?
Yeah, not as much as I used to be, but yeah, it was my main show, I think, growing up.
Yeah, Powerpuff Girls is pretty great. I actually just in the last hour posted on my X Button Gaming Instagram, there was just these things going around. It was like your top five of this or that, and it was top five Cartoon Network shows.
Oh, nice.
And I definitely circled Powerpuff Girls on it. Powerpuff Girls, Dexter's Lab, Regular Show, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Samurai Jack. Those are my five favorite Cartoon Network shows of all time.
Are you too old for Chowder? Do you remember that? Or is that, am I too young for that?
No, so it was in that age bracket where I was getting back into watching cartoons a little bit because, I remember when Regular Show and Adventure Time came out is when I was kind of I'm not too mature for cartoons. I don't know that I ever really thought that as much as I just wasn't watching them very much. But Chowder and the Misadventures of Flapjack, I remember watching with a friend a handful of times because he really liked them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Chowder's hilarious.
Yeah, definitely.
So PS2, huh? That was your first console?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What other games did you really like on the PS2?
Let's see. So it was a weird mix of the stereotypical girly games like Bratz Rock Angels. Let's see. Yeah, I can't even remember them because they were kind of forgettable. Out of all the girly sort of games, Bratz Rock Angels was the... Oh, I think there was some sort of Hannah Montana game, but I also delved into Kingdom Hearts and stuff like that. So it was like a weird mix.
Yeah. No, I mean, you got to play a little bit of everything, but Kingdom Hearts, fantastic. Lots of Kingdom Hearts fans that listen to the podcast.
Oh, great.
All right. So obviously gaming is a big hobby of yours, but what are some of your other hobbies or another favorite hobby besides gaming that you enjoy?
So I don't have a lot of hobbies, but I feel like I've had the same hobby since I was 12 pretty much. Outside of gaming, shopping, going to the movies, and let's see, and singing.
Yeah, oh, nice. That's singing's a really good one because, you know, not everybody's as good at it, but it's always fun, you know? You like karaoke?
I haven't been able to do that since I was a middle schooler or something like that, but I don't know, I might be open to it depending.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little anxiety ridden, you know, getting in front of people, but it's fun, you know, the right group, karaoke can be a lot of fun.
If there was a cash prize, yeah.
Exactly. Even better. Or Rock Band and Guitar Hero where you have the singing as part of it.
Yeah.
That was always fun because you get to blend in a little bit more, but also have the fun of singing.
Yeah.
But I get it. I think most of the people who listen to the podcast, especially gamers, are probably somewhat big into shopping because we like to buy video games and and buy other things. So I get it. Okay. And then lastly, what are your top 3, 5, however many, what are your top favorite video games of all time?
So let's see. Actually, I would say Fall Guys is one of the three. Kingdom Hearts, although I haven't played the first one in I think it's been 10 years at this point. And then I would say the third one would probably be this indie game called Horus. I think that's one of the hardest games I've ever played.
Horace, you said?
Yeah, like the name Horace, like an old man's name, Horace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What kind of game is it?
So it's a platformer. Basic summary plot of it is inventor man makes a robot. He wants it to be like a butler robot, but he also made it for like investors who want it to be kind of a war machine. So it's like you play as the robot trying to find his place in the world.
All right. I've never heard of that game before, so I just wrote it down because I want to look into it a little bit more. So, yeah, no, good. I mean, obviously Fall Guys is pretty great, and it's, you know, really improved over the last few years, too. And then Kingdom Hearts is a classic.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Horus, that's a good one. I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Thank you for sharing those with us.
No problem.
So, now as we get into the episode, what we always talk about before we get to the main topic is just what we've been playing. And I'll go ahead and start, so give you a little break from talking for a minute.
Okay.
So... recently, since the last episode, I've been playing a few things. I on the Nintendo Switch Online, they have the different video game or the different console. I don't know what they call them, like emulation services. So like the Super Nintendo, Game Boy, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking the other day because I'm kind of trying to finish some smaller stuff before Final Fantasy VII Rebirth comes out at the end of the month because I'm a big Final Fantasy fan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I love Final Fantasy. So I'm excited for that, but I don't want to get too invested in a bigger game. So I was looking through the Game Boy games on the Nintendo Switch Online and saw Kirby's Dream Land 2 on there. And I've played the first one on the Game Boy. And I played a lot of the Kirby games, but I never played 2. So I figured why not give it a shot.
Yeah.
Kirby games are usually short, so... and sure enough, I think I beat it in 2 sittings. It's 7 worlds, and I mean, it only took me probably 3 hours to beat total.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. I mean, I like Kirby. It's a simple, relatively simple platformer. I've always thought of Kirby as being probably the easiest and probably most user-friendly platformer for people to get into because it's very easy to prevent yourself from dying and everything.
Yeah.
And this one, the first 4 worlds were super simple. Like, I used one power-up and one of the animal companions you can get and basically just plowed through everything. And I was like, okay, I'm not even going to die. Well, I don't know. It didn't feel... I felt like I was kind of cheating the system. But yeah, for a moment, I thought I wasn't even going to die. But then around World 5, it definitely got more difficult. And it's... it's still a very good game for like anybody who's interested in trying to play some platformers that, you know, maybe entry level.
Yeah.
But I was surprised at the difficulty spike. It got a lot harder. There was a lot more tricky areas to navigate. I couldn't just cheese the same power up and an animal companion. I had to mix things up to continue to play. But I do think that I don't think 100%ed the game because I think there is a special item on each world that you can pick up to maybe get a secret boss at the end or something. And I didn't go through all those. I just kind of played through the base game, but it was fun. You know, the King DDD boss battle at the end was a little challenging, but not too hard. But overall, fun little time killer, you know, to just take a couple days. And then other than that, I finished Pressure Washing Simulator, you know, a lot of people think is such a weird game to enjoy. But man, that game, there's something else. It's just, pressure washing is very cathartic anyway.
Visual ASMR.
It's exactly what it was. Uh-huh. It's just you're sitting there and you're pressure washing these horrifically dirty buildings and cars and whatever else. And it's just like, it's very chill. And it was just a nice time sink, I guess. Like, it was just something fun to do, especially when when I'm feeling anxious, I could see myself going back to it just to like relax and like bring myself down a little bit.
I should try it.
I think it's just very therapeutic. Like, I really think so. And like, I know some people will scoff at the thought, like, why would I want to pressure wash in video games when I have to do it in real life, or I don't even want to do it in real life? It's fun until you try it. Like, don't knock it, because it's very cathartic, very relaxing. And then lastly, I played Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, which just came out recently. I got it through Gamefly because I still do Gamefly for some reason. But it was, so it's, you know, it's a platformer, Metroidvania style game, you know, lots of hidden stuff to find. And as far as the mechanics and the gameplay go, perfect. I mean, it was like a 9.5 out of 10. Like, oh, it's yeah. one of the most fluid games I've ever played. Like, it's right up there with Metroid, like, Dread as far as just fluid gameplay. Everything feels right. It was really fun, and if anybody's looking for a good Metroidvania-style game, definitely worth playing. The story, which I know, like, even Metroid games aren't always known for their story, but this game, it was kind of weird because I felt like at the very beginning, they really pumped the story up.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of had me a little bit excited. Like, I was like, all right, okay, these are some cool characters. Like, I look forward to seeing how it goes. And the way, without any spoilers for anybody who cares, the way it all plays out throughout basically after that first intro, like the prologue chapter and the end chapter, it's just a bunch of, like, there's just, like, little 2-minute segments here and there where you end up like seeing one of the characters again or talking to him, and there's just not a lot of like character development. So then by the end, when this epic, you know, finale kind of happens, I could tell they wanted you to feel very much so like engrossed and like, oh mm-hmm. no, like I can't believe this is happening, like emotional almost.
Yeah.
But it just didn't feel that because it was just very, the story just wasn't as, the way they spread it all out just kind of, I felt, took away from what could have been a really good ending. The ending was good,
mm-hmm.
but it just didn't hold the weight, I guess, that it could have if the story had maybe been balanced a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And that might just be me. I'd be curious if anybody plays it to hear what their thoughts are on the gameplay and the story, but overall, like, it was a lot of fun. So I'm not knocking it too much because of that. I wasn't playing it for the story necessarily. I was playing it for the gameplay.
Yeah.
But I felt like it should be mentioned. And graphically, the game probably looked like a PS3 game in its cutscenes. Like, it wasn't very...
Oh, no.
Yeah. It wasn't very graphically intensive at all. So if you're thinking about getting it, you don't know what console, you're between, you know, PC, Switch, Xbox, whatever... Just get it on whatever console you like to play on the most, because graphics aren't a deciding factor for this game.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what I've been playing. Yeah, probably between now and the 7 Rebirth release, I'll just be playing more small stuff that I need to finish. I did start, I guess this is one other thing, I did start Mega Man Legends,
mm-hmm.
which is an old PS1 game. I've always wanted to play it as a kid. Like, I loved Mega Man, and I thought it looked super cool, and I never had it. So I did start it the other day, but I haven't had much time since I started it to play it.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked what I played so far. It is obviously, like, a product of its time, because it came out in the 90s, before the dual analog sticks were... You know, what is the word I'm looking for? Like, they're everywhere now.
Minted? Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't even know if they were... Like, the DualShock came out on the PS1, but I think this game came out before
mm-hmm.
the DualShock. And the way it controls is, like, I want to move Mega Man with the left thumbstick and look around with the right one, because mm-hmm. that's a normal kind of third-person way to play a game. But you can't even use the thumbsticks. You look around with the D-pad, and you move him with the D-pad, and you look around with L1 and R1.
Oh, okay.
So it's very unique. It's not too hard to get used to, as much as every time I pick up the controller, my muscle memory goes straight to the thumbsticks.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm looking forward to playing more of that. I want to definitely finish it before the month is up. So, but yeah, so that's it for what I've been playing. What have you been playing recently, Melina?
So it's funny that we're talking about Fall Guys, because another game I've been playing lately is Stumble Guys, a little on and off, not like hours and hours of playing it, but I've been dabbling, I guess, with Stumble Guys, which is like a well-known Fall Guys knockoff, so that's kind of ironic. And then I did try the demo for, speaking of Mega Man, it reminds me of Mega Man. I've been trying the demo for Berserk Boy, which is coming out March.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. Mm-hmm. Definitely looks very much like a Mega Man spiritual successor.
Yeah.
So Stumble Guys, though, I've never heard of that. It's like a, like you said, it's a Fall Guys knockoff then?
Yeah, I swear we're going to get more into Stumble Guys as the episode goes on. But yeah, I've been playing it a lot. And in some ways, like, Fall Guys and Stumble Guys have been in a bit of a battle, and I'm like kind of taking both sides.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well then, honestly, that's kind of a perfect segue.
Oh, great.
into the main topic. So, cause I've never even heard of that. So I'm interested to hear more about it. But okay. Like I mentioned already, Melina has a YouTube channel and she's here to talk about Fall Guys. So whenever somebody is interested on being on the podcast and we talk about it, I always ask, what would you like to talk about? And, when I asked Melina, that's what she said. She'd like to talk about Fall Guys. So just to kind of get this conversation started, first off, you know, you have your YouTube channel, you do streaming. Mm-hmm. What made you want to start doing that, to become a YouTuber, to do the streaming and interact with people?
So I started this in 2020, kind of during quarantine. And I think maybe I have a similar, I can't speak for all YouTubers, but I think I had a similar idea of like, oh, this is going to be so easy. And like, this is the job for me, which it still is the job for me. But I had no idea like how long the journey would be. But a few reasons of why I love doing YouTube so much is for a few reasons. Like, I feel like it's a much kinder job because you'll have stories of YouTubers who have been trying to get monetized for like 5 years and they finally get monetized, which means they can make a bit of a living off of it at least. And but I don't know why I didn't research it before I went into it. It's the most like what's the word I'm looking for? Like sudden thing I've ever done. Usually I'm a planner like through and through. I also feel like, yeah, it's a job where you can be yourself. At most jobs, I mean, of course, YouTube, you still have to be professional, but you can be yourself way more than a normal job. And then I just love what I do, especially on the really good days.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And at least for me, when I watch a YouTuber of any kind, like I prefer the ones who are just being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for better or worse, like it's refreshing because generally speaking, in the working world, we deal with a lot of people who are putting on a persona mm-hmm. to just get through the day.
Yeah.
And I get it. We all do it, you know, like you kind of have to some extent, but it's refreshing when you end up working with people, even in any form of work, and they're just being themselves, mm-hmm. you know? So and I find in YouTube, that's what I lean to the most. You can tell when somebody's become very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like recorded, very, you know, almost theatrical, like mm-hmm. almost like an actor a little yeah. bit more. There are a few of those that I watch, but it's always a little less compelling than the person who's obviously still a little nervous, still mm-hmm. whatever, but they enjoy talking about this or yeah. playing this, and that's why they're here.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally get that. So we'll mention again later too, but what's your YouTube handle so people can find you?
So no matter what platform, pretty much, well, I guess I should say the main platforms, but if you just look up Melaina Kiss, and I know my name's hard to spell, so it's Melaina Kiss, KISS. If you just look up that in YouTube, then my channel should pop up.
Okay, that's awesome. Do you do like Twitch streaming too, or?
No, Twitch is very hard to get discovered on, and it's going through like controversy right now, so I'm glad I didn't jump on that train.
That's fair. I don't use Twitch myself because if I don't watch too much in the way of streaming, mm-hmm. but generally speaking, if I do, it's just on YouTube because yeah. it's easier to find. Yeah, Twitch is a weird place because there's just thousands upon thousands, which there's a lot on YouTube too. It just seems mm-hmm. like YouTube knows that the algorithm works. It knows yeah. what you kind of are into, and it helps lead you that way a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So you've been doing YouTube for a few years now. Has Fall Guys always been your go-to game since you started? Or
so I mean, I've been sticking to the same two games. So Fall Guys and Minecraft. I started out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Minecraft is probably a pretty easy one for people to come in and watch and talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been crazy into Minecraft,
yeah.
but that comes from a lack of creativity. I'm just not good at building, and like when I build a house, it's a block with a couple of windows and a door.
Mm-hmm.
I like the exploration aspect of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was the kid that sucked with Legos.
Oh, man.
I could barely follow the instructions.
Did you ever defeat the Ender Dragon?
I haven't actually done it. Like, I was on my way on one of my playthroughs with a couple of friends. We had made it pretty far, and, like, I know I was in that. I'd looked up how to find the Ender Dragon because mm-hmm. I don't think I would have figured it out on my own. But I know I was getting there, but I never ended up fighting him.
Ah, got it.
I assume you have?
Yeah, although I think I've always done it, or I might have defeated it once the natural way, but it took me a lot of tries and then multiple times modded. But for me being a Minecraft player, I just mostly find the villages, like outside of videos, I'm talking about casually, I usually just go and find the villages and just protect those. That's all I spend my time doing. I'm not a builder. I'm just like protecting the villagers.
Oh, that's cool. I've never heard that before. So yeah. It sounds like a kind of a fun, more unique way to play. So is it, and that's because the villages can be attacked at night?
Yeah. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to be, well, I mean, they're NPCs, but still like they're very stupid. They will just go into danger and you just have to like use your bow and arrow. Like, don't run over there. Go into your house. So
what are you doing, dummy? I know. That's fun. You have to protect them or else they will just get themselves killed.
Basically.
That's hilarious. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Fall Guys.
Okay.
So Fall Guys is your go-to game. So before we get deeper into it, do you mind taking taking some time to explain what kind of game Fall Guys is to the audience, to anybody who possibly hasn't played it or hasn't even heard of it?
Yeah, sure. So I like Fall Guys. Another reason I like Fall Guys is because it's such a unique game, because I would describe, and some people might disagree with me, but I describe it as one part party game, like Mario Party, one part Battle Royale game, and then another part is kind of like a platformer.
Yeah, that sounds about right. When I first saw it, but when I think of Fall Guys, I think of like that old, it's not that old, but I don't know if it's on anymore, but that game show, I don't know if game show is even the right term, but Wipeout. Where are trying to jump across things, like an obstacle course. And that's a little more comedic and kind of dumb. But it has that feel to it where you have these obstacle courses you're trying to cross. And
yeah.
It felt a lot like that. Or then there was that Japanese show.
Takashi's
Castle. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. It reminds me of that too. Because that's it. There are certain levels on Fall Guys where you're trying to go up a slope and you're avoiding like the things falling towards you. And that to me was like, that was Takashi's Castle. I used to watch that on G4 back in the day. And it very much so feels like it took inspiration from those things.
I think they confirmed that in some interview, because I had never heard of Takashi's Castle before that. So I know I got that knowledge somewhere.
Okay. Well, then I was on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very unique game. And it's cool that you can play it. Because it's like a battle royale.
Mm-hmm,
So you have, what, per match, like 40, 50 people in a match?
Yeah, depending. Like 40. But right now, I think the current solos as of like early February is like 30. I think they dropped it to for like limited edition.
Okay. And you can do like squad-based stuff. So you can play by yourself. You can play in a duos or a squad of up to four people. But it looks like there's even other options where you can do bigger parties.
Yeah. Well, I mean, customs. But we'll probably get to that in the future a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Ask me anytime later.
Okay. All right. So, So let's move on. We talked a little bit about your streaming already. But what was it about Fall Guys and Minecraft? But why were those the two games that you were like, these are the games I'm going to stream when I'm on YouTube?
Well, as much as I love the two communities, part of it kind of goes back to I just did not research at all. The Minecraft community and the Fall Guys community are slightly different. They have very few like similarities with each other, but they were just the two, like, my channel's family friendly. I consider it like PG pretty much. But I just, like, took two family-friendly games and started a channel one day.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about Fall Guys. First off, I don't know if it keeps track of this, but do you know how many wins you have in Fall Guys?
So, let's see. I would say about 1,600 and something.
Wow. That's a lot. So that's over the course of 3-ish years?
Yeah.
Because that's about how long it's been out?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite level?
So I'm going to break up this question. So my favorite final, it's so hard to pick because there's like 60 levels, give or take. My favorite finals, it's a tie between Fall Mountain and Blast Ball. One is like old school Fall Guys, and then Blast Ball is new school Fall Guys. And then let's see, normal shows. Well, I guess we can get into vaulting a little bit, but like, sometimes Fall Guys vaults their levels, so not all the levels are available. One is Ski Fall, which like, oh, it's gone right now, but I miss it and I love it. Let's see. Anyone that, I will just say, like, I'll just generalize it. Anyone that requires you to like jump into hoops, I love those.
Okay. I haven't played a ton of Fall Guys.
Yeah.
So when it first came out, me and my nephew Zach played it quite a bit because I love platforming. It's probably my favorite like, I love RPGs, but platforming is kind of where I really, like, thrive in gaming.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this is kind of just for me. Like, I love platforming, and I love, like, the Battle Royale style of game.
Yeah.
But early on, in Fall Guys at least, like, there was, I don't remember there being, like, a way, you could play in a party and it would put you in the same match, but I don't remember there being, like, duos and stuff where you actually worked together.
Mm-hmm.
And what I hated more than anything, and at least, like I said, in the early Fall Guys, were the team challenges,
mm-hmm.
where they'd put you on a team of with, you know, of three different teams or four different teams, and you'd work together to do something.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, I hated it. I hate having, giving that much control over to people. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. how good you are, if everybody else on your team is working against each other,
yeah,
like, you can't win. And, like, to me, that's the, like, that's why I quit back then, because I was like, I can't do it.
uh-huh.
I could win the, what do they call each episode in a full thing? Is it
a, it's like a show.
They call it a show.
Mm-hmm.
So in each show, I, you know, there's usually three or four per,
yeah, like, per four map. Levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I could win the first two or the first three,
mm-hmm.
and I'd get to that fourth one before the finale, and it would be a team challenge.
Yep.
And I'd just be like, it doesn't matter. I was first in all those other ones.
Uh-huh.
And now I lost because my team are a bunch of morons.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. If you think that's bad, like, I don't think you have, you experienced, like, the doom that is Pixel Painters. The level?
Yeah, so we did play that last night where uh-huh. where you actually have, like, the picture on the wall,
yeah.
and you have to match it. So I was playing it last night. So that's what I was kind of getting to, too, is, like, I wrote the game off because I hated it. I hated mm-hmm. that so much. I liked the core of it,
mm-hmm.
but I hated that. So we came back to it. I wanted to prepare for the episode, and, like, I hadn't experienced the game in a long time.
Yeah.
So I wanted to refresh it and everything. So last night, my friend Keldrick and Zach and I, we all downloaded it and we're playing through it. And that was one of the things we did. It was like, because mm-hmm. it puts you on a team of four.
Yeah.
So we had to have a random with us.
Uh-huh.
But it went pretty well because, you know, the three of us are on chat, so we could talk and kind of coordinate. And we mm-hmm. just kind of were working with our fourth.
Yeah.
One time, the fourth was actually probably the smartest of all of us.
Oh, like, okay.
He was actually really good. The second time, he was a nincompoop and mm-hmm. was kind of screwing things up, but we were able to fix it. And then it, I think two times in a row, it didn't give us a fourth.
Oh, good.
So which is great, other than when you have a, it seemed like when you have a team of four that are obviously working together, it's mm-hmm. hard to beat that when there's only three of you.
Yeah.
But I liked the concept because it reminded me of the old, of some of, like, the old Mario Party minigames,
mm-hmm.
But working with people instead of against each other.
Yeah.
I did like that.
I did not expect those answers from you. I thought you were going to be like, then they ran all over my screen.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. We only played four or five rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I, like I said, I enjoyed all of those. But I can see either A, trying to play it solo or even duo with two strangers
mm-hmm.
would probably not go that well. Or the long story short, like you said, the one time I get somebody who's a moron
mm-hmm. yeah. like,
and really works against it would drive me absolutely nuts. I hate being put in my fate in a game being put in the hands of something I can't control.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
It drives me nuts. But it does seem, just back to, like, where Fall Guys is, it seems like they've made a ton of improvements to the game.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. Like, right now, the community's kind of all in a stir. Like, I don't know. It feels like Fall Guys has a super close-knit community, and I'm not sure if they're very happy with the game at the moment.
Oh, really? So why is that?
So it's for a good chunk of reasons. Part of it is StumbleGuys kind of taking people, because I was looking out of curiosity. The Fall Guys YouTube channel has, like, let's see, I should have written that down, but, like, let's say 300,000 subscribers, and then the StumbleGuys YouTube channel has, like, a million or 2 million
wow.
or something. So, like, I feel like they're poaching people from the player base. And then also, I don't know, I think people are mad about Fall Guys, like, did you hear about the Epic Games, like, firings a few months ago?
Yeah, I know, that's all the layoffs and everything are going nuts.
Yeah. So that's part of it as well, because, like, for example, people are mad they fired the lore guy, or I guess I speak for the small section who cares about the lore. So they fired, like, the lore guy, because a lot of the layoffs were, like, Mediatonic, who worked on Fall Guys. So, like, there used to be a guy who came up with lore, and then there used to be a guy who would make deals with Amazon for us to get, like, special costumes. So I feel like for those reasons, the player base is kind of, like, mad a little bit.
I mean, that makes sense. Obviously, I haven't followed Fall Guys, so I heard about the Epic layoffs, but I didn't know who was affected. Yeah. But it sounds to me like almost like they let go of some of the heart of what made Fall Guys what it was. I mean, if you get rid of the guy who's writing the story for the game, that's a pretty big slap to the face of to the game as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess maybe their thought was people don't actually care about the story in Fall Guys.
Mm-hmm, which 50%. Yeah,
but that's not fair because somebody does,
mm-hmm.
including that guy.
Yeah.
You know, like who helped write it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's too bad. And I get that. I mean, especially when a game gets that big, eventually money gets involved more and more and greed gets involved and things get ruined. But hopefully they fix their footing and correct their step because that's... Yeah, that's never fun. It's not fun to lose people because you're doing a terrible job of, you know, keeping your community happy.
Yeah.
So, well, to get back on the topic of just favorites, do you have a favorite skin combo that you use?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me try to keep this conversation short, this part of it short. Let's see. Let me just go with, like, just a handful of ones I keep going back to. So, I mean, I hope we're allowed to say we're in the Seattle area, kind of. So they have like a Kraken costume. So whenever there's like a Kraken game and I'm playing Fall Guys, I try to switch over to that Kraken costume. He has like a little ship on top of his head and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I always say like my signature skin is the flamingo dancer, just because I don't know, she feels like Hispanic to me, so that's kind of, and I just like her coloring too, as well, like the red on her dress is what it is. And then I also like wearing the Viking costume, but it's like a lady Viking, so I pair that with like golden stuff.
Oh, that's cool. And you get golden stuff from like leveling up in the with your crown victories and
stuff,
right?
With like the crown ranks.
I that's cool. So I mean, with how many wins you have, you must have at least a handful of the items.
The golden costumes. I'm hoping to like finish the crown rank by the end of this year.
I was just looking at that today. It's like a Greek themed character as the top tier one. Right.
Yeah
That's cool. I don't have a favorite skin because I haven't played it that much. I used to use the hot dog skin all the time. And to the last couple of days, I've just been using like just generic, like the recolors.
Oh, yeah.
On the base skin. Oh, well, that's not true. I did on PlayStation, they gave away Ratchet and Clank and Aloy from Horizon.
Wait, they gave it away to you?
Yeah. So it was just a free pack on the PlayStation store. So I have been playing, I put on the Ratchet costume for the last handful of matches I played.
Oh man, I'm a little jealous because back then, like, I think it was, let's see, it might have been like Legacy Season 4 before Epic Games bought them. That used to be like you had to go through like 12 to 15 different challenges to get those. That's why I'm like, what?
Oh wow. So you actually had to do work for them and now they're just giving them away for free.
Yeah, that's why I'm just like, what?
That's kind of frustrating. Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, yeah, I know if you have a, I mean, oh my gosh, it sounds like you play on PC, but I know all I needed was a PlayStation Plus account, so it was just free. So I don't know if it's worth it enough to you to start a PlayStation Plus account just to download them and then cancel it.
Yeah.
That might be an option, but, okay. But speaking of skins and then talking about like Ratchet and Clank is like a collaboration skin. What I didn't realize is how many collaborations they've done over the course of the last handful of years. I think I'd seen like SpongeBob and Sonic the Hedgehog. Those were two that I'd seen just in advertisements and stuff. But then looking through the list, I mean, it's nuts. Like, I mean, it's not just SpongeBob and Sonic and, you know, a couple other popular ones. They also did Tron, The Jungle Book, Nightmare Before Christmas, Ghost of Tsushima, Halo. And this one was, I thought was really cool because it happens to be based off of one of my favorite games of all time, Toe Jam and Earl, which I had no idea they did a collaboration with Toe Jam and Earl. So if those skins ever come back, even if I'm not playing the game, I'll probably come and buy the skins just to have them.
I rarely see those in the shop too. Like I think I've seen them 3 times since they came out.
You'll have to let me know if you see them again because I'm a big Toe Jam and Earl fan and the next episode will be... Well, I said this before, and then I ended up not doing it. But I plan on the next episode after this one being Toe Jam and Earl, about Toe Jam and Earl. So, but anyway, speaking of that, all these collaborations, and that was just like I literally like just 5 or 10 that I wrote down that I thought were kind of unique. Like Jungle Book, like nobody does a mashup with or collab with a Jungle Book. I thought that was cool. But do you have a favorite collaboration skin or even event or anything. Like, I don't know how far their collaborations have gone, if they've done themed events or anything. Like, I just saw the skins.
Yeah.
So, we'll start with skins, but maybe if they've done more, maybe we can talk about that a little bit.
Okay, another question I'm going to have to, like, separate between, like, the costumes and the event.
Yeah.
So, for costumes, I would say Tron because, I think Tron, I might be wrong on the exact number, but Tron only came to the store like 3 times. The most recent was like last month. And the first 2 times I did not have a paycheck. So I'm like, oh, I can't get those. And then the third time, just like last month, I finally got like Quora's from the sequel Tron movie. And I finally got her. So that's actually one I've been wearing a lot often because like I spent real money on it. I might as well wear it often.
Yeah, I get that. And Tron's awesome. Like, I love the Tron movies.
Yeah. And then the other one as well is, this one comes back, like, I swear, every month pretty much, to the point where I think I have all of the costumes because they just are in the shop, like, every month pretty much. But the Godzilla collaboration.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that was in there, too. That's super cool. I mean, obviously, Godzilla's a little more popular right now because of the movie that just came out.
Yeah.
But those are really cool skins.
And then as for the event, so the best event I would say would be the Aloy event, but that was like, oh man, that was way back in like season 5, I think it was, Legacy season 5. But there was a time where you had to get, okay, so the, for anyone who doesn't know, they're, one of the main animals, lore-wise in Fall Guys is the penguin, spelled P-E-G-W-I-N, penguin, but it's a penguin pretty much. But they had these special skins for the penguins, and they would just be in random levels. They would be like, they would look like they were from Horizon Event, and so, like, you had to grab them or something like that. I'm blanking out kind of on the event itself, but there were batteries you had to get to, in order to get the Aloy skin. So I really enjoyed that event. Even on Hexagon, where the hexes are like disappearing, I remember the batteries would be in the worst places because, you know, the hexagons are disappearing. So that added some challenge to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. So have they done many events like that based off of the specific skins or collaborations they've done?
I mean, like a handful. And I cannot for the life of me remember what event it was. But there was, well, I guess they reskinned it now because it used to be for one of the collabs that they did. And it was, okay, so Blast Balls is something that is in Fall Guys. It's kind of recent, ever since Epic Games had Fall Guys. And they added Blast Balls to levels that didn't have them originally. And that was an event. Now it comes back as Blast Ball Bangers, I think it's called. But
that's it a finals was, level?
Or it's a show where it's just all Blast Balls will be in like different shows or different levels that they're not meant to be in. I like that a lot. But I cannot for the life of me remember. It was a collab originally the first time it came out, but I think they like lost the rights to calling the show whatever it was called originally.
Oh, gotcha. So,
yeah.
That happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did play in one of the matches, or a couple times in one of the finals, we played the Blast Ball one.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's pretty funny. I realized today what I was doing, because you pick it up with, well, I mean, on PlayStation at least, you pick it up with the right trigger,
mm-hmm.
R2, and then you throw it with R2. But then I was pushing square to throw it, like, at the same time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what am I? So one time there's only 3 of us left, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna clinch this win. And I went to throw it, and then also pushed square and jumped right off the edge.
Oh,
and
man,
I was like, you dummy.
Yeah, especially, I don't know how far you got into that level, but have you gotten to the part where it's just a ring and one platform on that level?
It was falling away, but it was still, there were still some platforms left out
there. Oh, okay, got it.
But yeah, that would get pretty tough. The 2 times we played it, it ended, I ended it on that time, but the time before that, my friend Kel won it for us, but it still was quite a few little platforms out there.
Oh, okay, got it. It gets harder once it's just like a little ring.
Yeah, oh, I can see that, especially trying to stay on there and not,
Yeah, well, you're plus, just like circling each other,
And the first one to grab the other is probably the one that's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I think the collabs are pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that they do that, and I mean, yeah, big fan of the Tojo Monero one. Okay, so as I was playing through it, I was trying to take note of some of the different episodes, shows, levels, whatever, that I liked, that I didn't like, that I didn't have much of an opinion on. And I thought I'd do that just to get your opinions on some of these ones too.
Okay.
So like, most of these I played at least twice. That's before I wrote them down. But like Speed Slider, I think is what it was called.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Where you're going down like the slime slides. Mm-hmm. I liked that one a lot. Like,
yeah.
Except for the fact that I constantly would get stuck trying to get around the turn. But yeah. I just like the speed, the straightforwardness of it. You're mm-hmm. just sliding down, avoiding some obstacles, and just, you know, trying to be the fastest one to the bottom.
Yeah.
Is that like one that you like, or is it a popular one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it is popular. Speedrunners, like the speedrunner part of the community, love that level. Like, I think the speedrun record is like 20 something seconds or something crazy. Oh, wow. Like that.
That's fast.
Yeah, me personally, I only use like 2 to 3 of the shortcuts, but they're using all the shortcuts. I don't even know how many shortcuts, but I know of at least 4 of them, and I can pretty much do 3 of the shortcuts I know of.
Okay.
So
yeah, I saw people, you know, jumping off certain spots and stuff, and mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I need to do that next time.
Yeah,
but I didn't. One time I tried and messed up and went missed yeah. the next slide and went off the map. Okay, and then I didn't get. Okay, this one is so it's one of the ones I didn't get the name of it, but you're on like the smaller like rectangular platform, and mm-hmm. it's things are moving around it. They have like the walls that are moving towards you.
Oh, like roll off, I think.
That might have been what it was called. Yeah. And you have to like make it through the smaller sections of the wall and jump mm-hmm. around. Like, I like those ones. I thought they were pretty fun. Like, it's very skill based. Like,
yeah.
You just try to, you have to line yourself up in the right spots, avoid
getting in other people's ways. Oh, actually, you're talking about Block Party. Yeah.
Block Party. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I thought that one was fun. And then a couple of the finals times, and I probably just like these because I won them, mm-hmm. but were the ones, the crown ones, where you have to be the first person to get to the crown.
Oh, yeah, Fall Mountain, yeah.
Fall Mountain. I liked that one a lot, because it is just very much so, once again, just skill-based, and there's yeah. not so many people. It's just 2 teams at that point, at least,
mm-hmm.
and you're just trying to be the fastest person at the top.
Did you get Lost Temple, too?
I don't think so. What's Lost Temple?
Lost Temple, it's like Puzzle meets Fall Mountain. It's like you're going, there's like... I would estimate like 12 different rooms, and you have to, and then there's like DoorDash doors too. It's like the much more extreme version, I say, of Fall Mountain, because Fall Mountain, you're just running up the mountain. Lost Temple, you have to A, find your way, B, get through the rooms, because each room has different types of obstacles than the one before it. And once you get to the end, you have to do like 2 jumps and then grab the crown. So, oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't done that one.
Ooh, okay.
But I do. I look forward to playing it some more, and I'll have to let you know when I play that one to see, mm-hmm. to what I think about it. Another one that I liked was Pipe Dream.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's different like layouts for it,
mm-hmm.
but I think that one's fun. Like, I don't know, it's very skill-based, but I just like the different paths and,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to like figure out the best way to chip time off to go
yeah.
and get to the end the quickest. I really don't care for the maps where you have to bust through, you know, figure out which door is the right door.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think it's the randomness. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't love being wrong over and over again.
Yeah.
But I have found that if I just sit back just a little bit, mm-hmm. I can wait for somebody else to find the right door and just yeah. follow them constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of stay ahead of everybody else that way.
Yeah.
Do you like those ones?
Oh, yeah. Like, when I was first starting Fall Guys, I'm glad I stuck with it, because I was getting frustrated for the first, like, 3 seasons. Fall Guys, I should also mention, doesn't have seasons anymore. Now they have updates. I also realized that I've been saying Legacy as if everyone's going to know what that means. So, Legacy season, whatever, blah, 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 like 2 through 6, refers to the time before Epic owned them. And then anytime I say like SS1 or free to play season, whatever, that means after the Epic era. So I should probably make that clear. But I'm sorry, what was the question again?
No, and thank you for explaining that, because I had done some research, so I knew mm-hmm. what you meant. But no, 100%, there are probably people that have no idea what you're yeah. talking about. But the question was the breakthrough wall episodes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
How do you like those?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I first started playing Fall Guys, like season 1, that was like the only show, DoorDash, that I was good at. Like, I was bad at literally all the other shows. So I have like a special fondness for that one. That was the only one I was consistently qualifying in.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that's like me with the crown levels. Like, mm-hmm. I know I like them because I played 3 of them. I played it 3 times and I did mm-hmm. good on it each time. So it's a fondness, but it's also kind of what I leaned towards anyway, because I like just the straight up platforming aspects of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Only other one, no, though there were two other ones that I didn't care for. And Lily Leapers was one of them. Do you like Lily Leapers?
Oh yeah, definitely. Cause it's just like constant diving, and then like the sound of the lily pads like is ASMR for Fall Guys.
That makes sense. I will say that one I only played once, and I was like, I think I was just mad at it. I put it on the don't like list, but I even mentioned with my friend I was playing with, I was even like, I don't know if I really don't like that one as much as I'm just mad right now.
Got it. Yeah, it's just dive.
It is, like, there is some skill to it, too, with the way you place yourself on the... Because each lily pad is like a spring. Mm-hmm. So with the way you jump on one, you can kind of place yourself in these ways where you can kind of get a nice momentum going between multiple. But I just was not doing well on it.
Another speedrunner level.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, this is... not just one level, it seems like it encompasses different types of levels, but like Slime Scraper, they makes me so mad each time. The slime rising, so the levels where the slime's coming up and you're trying to climb the pyramid basically to
oh my goodness, the community is gonna flay you. No, I'm joking. But like they that's like a fan favorite, kind of, at least from the legacy players, like the ones who have been here a long time. Like Slime Scraper is, I think, just as beloved as Slime Climb. Like they're considered cousins, I'd say. That is another one I'm kind of biased towards, because like there have been times where like either my squad has won from just one or two of us finishing it and the whole lobby is gone, or one or two times where like I just qualified and then everyone else perished. So I have a special fondness for that one.
That makes a lot of sense. I think with some of these two, like I put them under disliked, but I think I just need to give them more time, too. Mm-hmm. Like, playing them... like, I haven't played any level probably more than two or three times, with the exception of Pipe Dream, because that seemed like it came up quite a bit.
Yeah.
But... so, I don't have a lot of experience with them, and it could grow on me as I continue to play. Some of the other ones we played, I wrote down, were Wall Guys. I don't remember what that one was now. Oh, that's where you're pushing the... you're trying to climb the walls as you go, and you have to push some of the stuff to like give yourself opportunity to climb. That one was, I liked that one. I wasn't sure if, I wouldn't say I love it, but I definitely kind of liked it. The rhino levels, those drive me a little bonkers, but they're still fun. But there's so many times where that stupid rhino, I'm thinking I'm in the clear and it turns sharp and then just steam runs at you and you knock you off.
Yeah.
But it is funny when it knocks you off and then you hit the bounce pad and go right back in.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that is the most suspenseful that Fall Guys can get, pretty much.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Then I wrote down Frantic Factory, but I don't even remember what that one was now.
That's like the button one where you have to press the yellow.
That's right. Yeah, that one wasn't bad. That one's kind of fun. It just gets frustrating when you're constantly behind.
Mm-hmm.
But we did play one of the ring levels, and that one, we only did it once, and that one, it was just painful, because trying to, like, every time we'd get something lined up to jump into a ring, somebody would bust up in front of us and take ring.
Oh, man, yeah.
I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. But I definitely need to play those levels more, because you said you liked the ring ones, right?
Yeah. Did you play Casual Rumble? That's a show now.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. That is literally, like, Fall Guys' noob show.
Okay.
So
that's just one of the, like, the modes you can select before you go in?
Right now, I don't know how long it'll be here. I think for most of February, if not all of February, and they give you 10 crown shards, and that's, like, you put your little, like, four-year-old sister on it, but it's still fun. I play it, but... it's like the one you play with like your four-year-old like brother, sister, whatever, like and it's like everyone can qualify pretty much. As long as you touch the finish line, you should get in, or as long as you beat the timer, you should be able to get in. And then the finals are like kind of baby-fied a little bit. And I think most of them are, as long as you survive the finals a minute and don't fall into the slime or whatever. So,
okay. Yeah,
check that one out.
That's cool. So just like a nice intro for anybody. It sounds like it's nice for anybody who wants to learn the levels, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't always get an opportunity to learn if you're a little slower, especially at the beginning. Because people will finish and qualify before you ever had a chance to get there.
Yeah, I like to use it to show off my emotes. Because like most shows, I don't spend the time emoting before the finish line. Like a good Fall Guys tradition, like emoting before the finish line. But that one, like I will show you all four of my emotes before.
Yeah, that makes sense. I will say, as I was playing matches, playing different levels, I noticed people stopping before the finish line, mm-hmm. to emote or whatever. And I'm like, that's, yeah. When you know you have it, you mess around a little bit and cross the line.
Mm-hmm.
But there were quite a few people who were just goofing off. And I've watched people goof off and then end up not making the finish line.
Oh,
because mm-hmm. they, you know, then they start running towards it and somebody grabs them and then somebody else passes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why do you do this to yourself?
Yeah, if it's solos, I'll do it. But if it's squads or duos or anything like that, no, I'm not gonna emote.
Yeah, no, and that was all either squads or duos because I didn't play it solo at all the last mm-hmm. couple days. But people are funny. I guess I get wanting to flex a little bit, but
mm-hmm. I like not, to not push people hard. In the finish line too.
Yeah, no, we're going together.
Uh-huh.
All right, so just in the vein of Fall Guys, anything else that you feel like people should know before they start playing Fall Guys, or even people that maybe play Fall Guys, some other things you just want to mention?
Let's see. So I mean, this is kind of outside Fall Guys, but I feel like for a lot of people, if you want to know what costumes are coming up next, then Fall Guys DB, D as in dog, B as in bear, that's a good website to go to. Then, you know, for all the people who don't have like a million show bucks to spend, that can be good for what costumes you want next. Because I will say right now, Fall Guys is all about creative maps and costumes, but it's still fun with your friends and it's still a fun game to play, but those are like the main two focuses of the game right now.
All right, that makes sense. So let's take a minute and talk about something that I didn't even know about until we started recording, and that's the I should have wrote it down.
Oh, Stumble Guys?
Stumble Guys. Mm-hmm. So the Stumble Guys versus Fall Guys, like, so talk a little bit about what Stumble Guys even is.
Okay, yeah. So at first, because there's a lot of different Fall Guys knockoffs. I think there's like some game called Fall Girls or something like from Japan. There's just all sorts of knockoff Fall Guys games, and Stumble Guys is also one of them. But I think for them, coming from someone who like doesn't know everything about Stumble Guys, but I think the turning point for Stumble Guys was when they started getting collaborations. Like, I don't know what collaboration they got first, but I mean, I love you, Fall Guys, but they're getting better collaborations than you. I mean, they've teamed up with, like, Stumble Guys has teamed up with, like, the NFL, with Barbie, Mr. Beast. It's just like,
oh, wow.
Goodness. Yeah. So I think that was the turning point, and that's what got them, like, legitimacy.
Okay. So, and is it very much so the same kind of game where you're doing like the challenges and episodes and stuff?
Yeah. The only difference with Stumble Guys is that it's less customizable. Like if you're a green alien, you're like your whole costume is green alien. You can't like mix green alien with Viking or anything like that. Also, the controls are slightly different, but still enjoyable, but just different from Fall Guys. I can't explain how either. It's just like, it's a different feeling for a platformer game. And then, let's see what else. There is some third one. It's about the emotes. And actually, no. See, now more is coming to me about how they're different. But like, one is the emotes in Stumble Guys actually affects your game. Like, it's a power-up. I know Fall Guys now has, like, a ball power-up, but in Stumble Guys, like, if you have the punch emote, it can actually punch people things like that. So, and then the last thing I will say about Stumble Guys is they have, like, a wheel, and you can get, like, a free something every day or something like that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. free stuff is always nice, and it's a good thing to keep you coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So for you personally then, like you said, you've played both, obviously. What is Fall Guys still kind of keeping you there, or is Stumble Guys kind of pulling you its way a little bit more, making you think about going and playing it more than Fall Guys is making you think of playing it?
Well, yeah, see, that's so complicated. I'm just still in the middle, but it's just like, already, like, I feel like Stumble Guys is poaching Fall Guys people, kind of. And I do see, like, in my research, because like when you do YouTube you have to do research and stuff, I see the views for Stumble Guys YouTubers getting more views almost than most Fall Guys YouTubers. And as it is, like, so many Fall Guys YouTubers have quit at this point. Like, there used to be at least 20 to 30 something. Now I say there's, like, as far as big ones, there's like 5 to 10, I'd say. Oh, so, wow. Yeah.
That's a huge drop-off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to, like, Roblox and things that aren't really Battle Royale, per se.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Well, that's very interesting. Like I said, I'd never even heard of Stumble Guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just curious to see how this all plays out now.
Yeah, definitely.
I know nowadays, especially when things happen, like what you said with, you know, the Epic Games layoff, and they lay off, and, you know, pretty big people on the staff that were helping keep Fall Guys kind of with its unique flair, that's going to make people go away. And when you have a competitor, when, you know, if somebody likes Fall Guys, but they don't like the way it's being ran, when you have a competitor that's so, you know, similar, that's exactly where they're going to go.
Yeah.
Man, and just on that same vein too, nowadays, like, if you can get away from some of the bigger publishers, sometimes it's nice because it's just a lot less money driven. Everything's driven by money. Like, who are we kidding? But when it's a smaller developer, there's still a lot more love put into how the game is being made in most cases. So you got to be, when you're a game like Fall Guys or a developer like Epic, a publisher, I mean, you have to be careful, because just because you have the numbers doesn't mean you'll keep them.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I know that Disney recently, so the headlines are saying that Disney put money towards, like, Epic Games. Well, some are saying Epic Games, some are saying towards Fortnite, and I just hope, like, at least $1 million or $500,000 of that can go towards Fall Guys. Like, the Fall Guys community, we want Star Wars costumes in Fall Guys. Just give us that, please, or Marvel, please.
Yeah, give us something here.
So, yeah.
We're thirsty.
Uh-huh.
I saw that. $1.5 billion is nothing to sneeze at. It's not super clear what that means. Yeah. I mean, like, they did say, like, for, you know, try to build a universe for Star Wars, Marvel, and Disney content. But I assume if they're going to put that much of a stake in a publisher, then that would mean that maybe it would be more, like, than just Fortnite. Because they already have collabed with Fortnite tons of times. Like, there's so many Star Wars and Marvel skins in Fortnite. So, like, why not put it now in other games like Fall Guys? And it seems to me like maybe they're even going to have them develop some games for them, too.
Yeah.
That's me speculating. I don't know. That's just a lot of money to put into somebody to not have them do more with your IPs than just focus on Fortnite. I'd be curious to see how it goes. But, yeah, Fall Guys seems like the perfect game for Star Wars, especially Disney skins. Like, obviously, they had Tron and Jungle Book.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more than that.
Yeah, definitely. Mickey Mouse, even, like, Steamboat Willie, please.
If you had one skin, now this is obviously putting you on the spot, but if you had one skin from, you know, one Disney, could be Disney, Star Wars, Marvel, whatever, but one skin that you really would, like, day one, no matter what, you would pick up when it came out, what would that skin be?
Okay, so this is going to be kind of a strange answer, but I'm thinking about, like, the cutesiness of Fall Guys. Like, still, like, you know, guys and girls can play it, but, like, Fall Guys does have a cutesy element to it. So I would love if they had, like, an Ewok skin. It's still Star Wars, but if they don't want to give, like, the big players Darth and all that, like, yeah, an Ewok.
Yeah. Ewok kind of almost is, like, perfectly fitting to the skin, like, the way the skins work
in Fall Guys.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Or even Gungans.
Oh, yeah. Get some Jar Jar Binks up in there. Wait a minute. Hold on now.
I mean, crazy. I keep Jar Jar on my speed dial there just in case.
Okay, well, I mean, he can write a letter to Epic, too.
No, it seems like there's a lot going on in the Fall Guys community that I had no idea about. But it's pretty cool, though. I hope that they get more collabs. I hope that they continue to improve the game and just continue to make it more inviting, because one of the things I like about it the most is most battle royales are not exactly family friendly.
Yes,
you know? They're usually rated teen at the minimum, you know. Yeah. And you know that a lot of people will play it, but it's nice to have just a very kid-friendly game with that battle royale flair, where you can kind of get the high of the victory when you beat everybody else, or you can play it with friends and not have to worry about violence. Obviously, I don't have kids, but it'd be something I'd probably easily let my kids play.
Yeah, definitely.
So you don't want it to see it fail. But anything else? Anything else Fall Guys related you'd like to share?
Let's see. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess we never talked about creative. I did mention that Fall Guys is a lot about creative levels right now, but, like, I mean, part of this is a bit of a personal gripe, I guess, because before the firing happened, Fall Guys was coming out with, like, 4 to 8 creator-made levels, and then that's when, at that time, my channel was really popping off, because I would do tutorials for those singular levels, and now things have changed to where they have, like, this big Discover tab, and, like, I think majority of the community, and the community can say, oh, I'm wrong, like, I'm okay with being wrong, but I don't think anybody likes the Discovery tab, because, like, for your dailies, or it might be your weeklies, they make you do, like, 25 of these levels, and there's, like, everyone's trying to figure out what's the fastest level to get this daily out, or this weekly out, so... Like, I don't know how I feel about that, but I do still like the creative levels. Like, I've made, I think, like, 12 to 15 levels myself.
Oh, wow. So, I didn't even know, I mean, I probably didn't look very much, but I didn't even know there was a creative mode.
Mm-hmm,
so, yeah. That means you can make your own challenge to do, like, your own set level setup, basically.
Yeah, your own levels. Yeah, oh my goodness, the stuff people have made is so amazing. I love discovering those. Some people are getting bored of them, but I still like that part.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Very Mario Maker-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you've created your own levels, is there a way for people to find your levels and play them if they wanted to?
Oh yeah, like, I do have a good chunk of video showcasing my different levels. I think the most recent one I made was... It's a level based around, I don't know if you know about Amazing Digital Circus, but it's about, well, that's kind of niche, I guess, but the internet loves that show. It only had one episode and the internet's crazy about the show. It's like...
Is it a new show?
It's like, it's online. It's like dark humor horror, kind of, but okay. People just that's love everybody. Right. Mm-hmm. And I made, one of the main characters is like a jester girl, and I made her in Fall Guys. So I think if you like are a fan of Fall Guys and that show, then you want to check that one out. I have a video about it.
Awesome.
On the channel.
And I've watched I hopped into a couple of your streams and stuff while I've been playing stuff. I'll have great. It on. And yeah, and you do a very good job. You're very communicative with people, and like it's very entertaining to watch. That's how I was kind of even reintroduced to Fall Guys for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Was just watching some of the new levels. And yeah, I know you do a really good job with that, so definitely keep that up. So
thanks.
And then alongside, obviously, streaming, so it sounds like you make content, you put out videos. So is that what your main focus is on, like making content based off of like the levels you create, or do you do other stuff too?
Yeah, I do all sorts of stuff, like outside of like the Minecraft mod videos, I just make like a lot of different I would like to get back into tutorials, but right now Fall Guys doesn't really lend itself to doing tutorials. I miss doing tutorials, but every so often I will get like a few views on the ones, because those are like really famous levels. Like over 1 million people have played those levels, so a fraction of them need help with it still. But yeah, like I'll make random videos like Fall Guys costumes as NFL teams, Fall Guys as high schoolers, things like that. So I feel like a majority of the other Fall Guys YouTubers, they can also tell me, Mel, you're wrong. But I feel like they're trying to kind of find their place in Fall Guys as well. Like I will say the top two. Yeah, I will say the top two people still covering Fall Guys, or no, top three, never mind, top three, would be like Stentric, Izitorium, and Clouds, I say, would be the top three. Actually, kind of Octopaul is like a fourth person, but those are the main ones. They still do great content. I'm not talking smack about anybody, but like, I think we all are just like trying to find content a little bit, just with the way things are with Fall Guys.
No, I get that. All right, let's talk about just your YouTube again for a little bit. So obviously Fall Guys, Minecraft, doing some videos and some streaming are what you focus on. Do you ever think about getting into other aspects of YouTube too, doing different kinds of videos, streaming different games, or is this kind of where you want to stick for now?
I mean, I would love to stick to what I'm currently doing, but at the same time, like, when you're in the, well, I'm not like monetized yet, but I still have to make the hours according to what YouTube needs me to make every month. I love Fall Guys, and I will for the foreseeable like years still stream Fall Guys. But at the same time, I'm thinking like, I don't know. I still would do gaming content, but I need to find something like that's similar kind of. Because, yeah, I can see like the ideas kind of flowing in a little bit less. I still have ideas, of course, but it's just like I need a plan B just in case because, yeah.
Yeah, I understand. And then, like, so do you watch other videos and other YouTubers for, like, inspiration sometimes? Or?
Oh, yeah. I would say that's, like, that's essential. Like, I don't think you can do well on YouTube without doing some, like, it's called competitor research.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. I know when I watch, I don't do YouTube. I don't have a YouTube channel, but I guess I do. but I don't put anything on it. Anyway, but like I like to watch YouTube because I only watch basically gaming YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
I like to watch people who talk about like their favorite games, you know, like they go through the like they go through their favorite list for like this console or that console or show their collections and stuff like that. You ever think about doing anything like that? You know, talking about some of your other favorite games and stuff, or
I mean, maybe so. The only reason I even heard about Berserk Boy is because, like, I'm thinking maybe I should see if the audience likes a video on that. Like, I'm just trying to kind of find something. I know some of the other Fall Guys YouTubers have been doing some like Geometry Dash, but I don't know if that's the game for me. So I'm just kind of looking for other platformers and things like that. So we'll see what where the future of the channel goes, but no matter what, it'll be like in gaming.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I definitely appreciate that. That's the only place my podcast will go. It is called X Button Gaming. So
yeah. Oh, kind of off topic, but still on the topic of YouTube right now, and this might change because as far as monetization goes, right now I'm only 40 hours away from monetization, but right now with monetization hours, YouTube shows you what you had a week ago, so it's hard to kind of know if you got it already or what, but as of our time talking right now, like 40 hours away from being in the light tier of monetization.
Oh, that's awesome. So yeah. We got to get some people in there to watch.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, let's get you real quick. Go ahead and shout out your YouTube channel again.
So, yeah, it's Melaina Kiss, spelled M-E-L-A-I-N-A, Kiss, K-I-S-S. And if you just type that in, the full thing's Melaina Kiss Games, but you don't need to type all that. I'll save you the time. But if you type in Melaina Kiss in Google or in YouTube search, then it should pop up. Also, my other socials are on TikTok and Instagram, and those are just Melaina Kiss.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Definitely give it a shot or give her a watch because it's very interesting. And Fall Guys, even if it's not the game that you think you want to play, it's still fun to watch people play it because it's very chaotic. And it adds, but it like good chaotic, you know,
yeah,
like
definitely.
There's a lot going on, but it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch how other people play it. Yeah, and I definitely, just for me too, like having given the game a chance again, preparing for this episode, like, I definitely think people should give Fall Guys another shot. And maybe Stumble Guys, too. I don't know anything about it, but it sounds very similar. But it is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to play with people. And just, like, it's just like any Battle Royale, that feeling of getting the win at the end is a nice, like, and you know, shot of endorphins. Like, it's a great feeling. okay, so we're kind of getting ready to wrap up here. I feel like things are tailing off. But anything else you'd like to say about Fall Guys before we close it off?
No, I don't think so. It's just it would be nice to have a bigger player base. I mean, I love hanging out with the same people, but at this point, like, since I feel like we're a tight-knit community, and that can actually lend itself to some fun as well, but I sometimes do see, like, hey, that person was my lobby in that other show, like, two shows ago. So if you want to come join us, there will be a place for you.
Awesome. Yeah, so I'll put your YouTube handle in the description for the podcast so that people have an access. So if you're listening and you didn't write it down when she said it, it'll be there so that you can look her up on YouTube. So remember, you can follow her on YouTube. Take a look at her channel when you have a chance. And yeah, so that's pretty much it. I appreciate you coming on here.
Yeah, again, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Thank you for talking about Fall Guys. I appreciate that it's what you wanted to talk about because, like I said, it gave me an opportunity to play it again. Mm-hmm. Now I think that I'll add it to my rotation of multiplayer stuff that we play sometimes.
Oh, great.
Just to kind of mix up the monotony. It's nice to have another game, and I genuinely have had a lot of fun playing it the last couple of days.
Yeah.
So, and I can't say that as much about when I stopped playing it originally, but it feels like a lot of the changes they've made that I didn't like, they've made positive changes.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
So thank you for sharing all that. I really appreciate it. You've taught me a lot about Fall Guys and the community in general. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and close off. Remember, you can follow me at X Button Gaming on Instagram, X Button Gaming 1 on X, Twitter, whatever. And then yeah, wherever you listen to the podcast, if you could please give it a like and a follow, that really helps. And remember to always press X to continue.